AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Every year, around 30,000 Irish emigrants return to live here, some of them having been away for many years, and it's not always easy. Ireland can seem like a completely different country, which is why there are now calls for the establishment of an agency dedicated to helping them. Karen McHugh is Chief Executive of Safe Home Ireland, which offers support to the diaspora. Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you for having me on your show.
So when people come back to live in Ireland, what kind of difficulties can they face?
Well, I suppose there are a myriad of difficulties depending on how long somebody has been away for and why they are returning. So, you know, I think yesterday at our briefing in the Dáil, we talked about some of the kind of challenges that many people face, particularly around exchange of licences, the undocumented and crisis returns from the US at the moment, voting rights for Irish abroad, third level fees, recognition of qualifications. They're just some of the issues that we discussed yesterday at a briefing, a cross-party briefing in the Dáil.
Right, OK. So just to pick on some of those, if somebody comes back with a valid driving licence, say a US one, that you can't just transfer that into an Irish licence.
No, you can't transfer that. There are no currently no reciprocal arrangements for exchange of US and US state licenses. So what somebody has to do, they have to start the whole process over again, do the 12 lessons, the theory test, the written test, everything. They have to start the whole process from start to finish. If they can meet certain criteria, they can have a reduced number of lessons to take. That's six lessons. Now, however, saying all that, that is what is in place at the moment in the current programme for government. It is in the programme for government that Ireland is now exploring exchange of licences with US states. So we, along with many other counterparts in the US and here in Ireland, have set up a campaign which is working with the government directly to work towards the reciprocal exchange of US state licenses. So at the moment, the governor of New York has written to the Irish government to look at an exchange with New York State. So it is in the programme for government. It is something the Road Safety Authority are looking at the moment. And it is something hopefully in time that we will have achieved this. Because for many people returning to return to Ireland after living 30, 40 years in the US, working, driving, having to come back to start as a 16-year-old again brings with it its own issues around driving, but equally around insurance and the cost of insurance starting as a learner driver. So it is one of the biggest challenges, not the only one, but it is one of the challenges for people who are returning or thinking of returning from the US.
Yeah.
Yeah, the US, I suppose, has many states have exchange agreements with France and Germany. I think there's about 26 states. And obviously we work from a European standard. So, you know, it is something that we have been calling for quite some time. So we are obviously very positively optimistic that this will be something that will be cross the line in the coming, hopefully, months, if not year.
I would imagine as well, if someone's been out of the country for a few decades, they might return and they don't have a PPS number.
Oh, absolutely not. So somebody, you know, if you were since 1979, if somebody had lived here and left, they may have a PPS number but may not remember it. So that can be retrieved. However, they would need to start off the whole process of getting a PPS number. Now, there are other times where you will need a PPS number if you're buying a property, if you have been left, you know, from an inheritance or any of those areas where obviously you will have to be paying tax to the state. So you will be able to get a PPS number in some situations while abroad. And I suppose particularly to Safe Home Ireland, we work with people all over the world, and we have a particular scheme, a housing assistance programme, that we will have, a person will have to have a PPS number to access that. So it's there are ways where we can work with people, but there are in a lot of situations that they have to, when they get back here, start from scratch and wait, you know, could be waiting weeks, months to be able to get maybe the PPS and other things. It's not the only one.
But it sounds like it's the kind of thing, problems, people might have multiple issues returning, but it would involve different government departments. So would one agency, if there was such a thing established, have to then interface with all these other government departments to sort out multiple problems for people?
Well, I suppose it's not something Safe Home necessarily has specifically requested as one agency. What we have, and what was discussed yesterday at our briefing, that there would be, I suppose, a designated department contact in each government department. So that is just one of our asks. And equally, that there's a cross-party committee on returning Irish, that would meet at least once, twice a year, maybe more. Because at the moment, people returning, while somebody is abroad, they are, I suppose, covered to some extent via our diaspora engagement. But once somebody comes back, they just are like you or I who've lived here. You have to kind of find your way. Mm-hmm. So some of the issues that I suppose have come up with us and Kieran Staunton, who's from the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, we did a joint presentation yesterday. Some of the issues are around, you know, the whole administrative challenges for people. It takes a long time, I suppose, for
I would imagine so. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Karen, but we've run out of time, so we do have to leave it there. But I think people got a taste of the multiplicity of issues involved there. That was Karen McHugh, Chief Executive of Safe Home Ireland.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.